We can start with the understanding that we are living what looks like a personal life, each person in their own space and their own skin. But that's really not the truth. The truth is we're all leading God's life, that there's an interweaving of everything with everything, trying to, through divine intention, move everything on a trajectory of spiritual unfoldment. Some of that happens through evolution. We know that human beings have changed in their understanding of the universe and of themselves, and that things that we didn't know hundreds of years ago about either, about the universe or about the self, have acquired greater definition, greater detail. And that's true about outer life and inner life. It's hard for us to understand that the things we assume as psychological principles today that we just take for granted, that's our consciousness. That's not historical consciousness. So our awareness of the subtlety, the complexity of having an inner life, having emotions, what we call them, how they affect us, that's all evolution. So unfoldment happens that way, and it also happens in a more accelerated way when people take on a degree of responsibility for their own consciousness and want to work more actively towards changing things, then evolution moves in the direction of transformation. What you choose to pay attention to, what you give consciousness to, time, energy, awareness, begins to unfold more in your awareness as something that you can think about, you can intend about, and in many cases you can do something about, not all, but in many. So transformation can take place through intentionality, but there's a third way that transformation takes place, through the acceleration of evolution, and not based solely on human intention, but based on divine intention. Evolution speeds up through the incorporation of light. The energy of light is a higher vibration incrementally along multidimensional planes. The energy of light, spiritual light, creates a more rapid transformation of consciousness so that people who felt more submerged or more habituated to certain patterns that are difficult to change, it stops the entrenchment on a psychological level and activates the energy of the soul, which then accelerates the speed at which change can take place. So some of you have heard me say this because I say it whenever the opportunity comes up. If you think that you have been doing something all your life and that's a reason that you can't change, no, that's a reason that it's been hard to change. That's a reason it's hard to change when you're thinking on the human dimension alone, or if you're thinking on the dimension of human intention and will. Yes, then having done something all your life is hard to change. But if you're thinking on the level of divine action, the presence of light, then the equation is something completely different. Light intervenes in that which is hard, hardened patterns of thoughts, hardened patterns of body involvement with a certain specific issue. Light intervenes to break up crystallizations on the mental, emotional, and physical level. It speeds things up on the level of evolution, which is why it's important to know two things about this. First, see where you are. The earth is transforming in the direction of holding greater light. In other words, the vibration of the physical structure of the earth has moved into, partially into, another dimensional frequency. You have to see where you are with it, but in principle, the earth's changing its vibration in physical matter means that everything that's of physical matter is changing. And so every human being, or every being, everyone that's got a body, that's part of the Earth's body, has the greater input of light, which means evolution is being accelerated, which means more change is possible. Now, that doesn't make it simple, doesn't mean everything happens in 1 minute, but it means that things that would have taken lifetimes to occur faster, much faster, much faster. And again, I'm explaining to you that it's because this is not a matter of will, it's not a matter of thought, it's not a matter of human intention, it's a matter of divine intention, creating through the cosmic plan, a cosmic blueprint for this Earth transition, the acceleration of light. Some people can see this, can see the light that's manifesting through the Earth more. Some people can feel it. And if you can't do either see or feel, then you can see what your inner sense of truth tells you about it. That's the only place to go. The principle of unfoldment, then, has to do with the fact that as human beings evolving in time, we are in the present time in an accelerated version of evolution. That means if you're open to it, if you can be sensitive to what's trying to come forth, that's a good way to put it, what is trying to come forth in you? Where is your own inner evolution trying to move you? It's not your own thought. It could be your own thought, but that's not the engine. The engine is divine action trying to come through you. Divine action being the soul energy corresponding to the vibrational shift in the earth support that supports it, trying to help you come into greater wholeness. And you can do your part. You can do your part by paying attention. You can do your part by trying to learn about how do you hold more light? What are the things to do? What are the things not to do? Attention brings us into an awareness of God's life moment to moment. Attention, attention. When you pay close attention to reality of what's happening minute to minute, you begin to witness the small things that are part of unfoldment. If you are lost in your thoughts, you won't see anything. You'll just be seeing the inside screen in your head. If you're not doing that, then there's a wonderful thing going on because you can see the progression of light manifesting often, often, wherever you go. Sometimes in more visibly in conversations with people. Sometimes you can see it in a visual way, visible way. But you have to be here to do that. If you're watching the screen of your thoughts, you're going to miss the show. So I want you to understand about unfoldment because it's happening. And if you feel a sense of truth about this, then the next thing to do is to pray about it. What can I do to foster or help or assist what's trying to happen within me? That's the prayer. It's not your intention or will that's doing it. It's God's light that's doing it. But you can say in prayer, what can I do to assist this process? Consciousness works with human intention, works with divine intention. And the sadness that we carry in this time of history is that most people are dimly aware of it, of that intricate interweaving moment to moment of human and divine intention. But if we pay attention, if we're here minute to minute, actually here, then we begin to learn how to do this, how to see what's trying to happen and how to help it happen. I invite you to do that. This is a great adventure, a great learning that everyone who's embodied on the earth has come at this time to participate in. Everybody has come to participate in this acceleration of light. So consider yourself invited. One of the things that's important to know about unfoldment is that the presence of divine light doesn't immediately overcome oppositional forces. It does not. It changes the balance, but it does not immediately overcome them. And so very often, a person, because the other forces, the oppositional forces, can be strongly activated in the presence of expanding light, a person can feel discouraged by feeling that, yes, all that may be happening, but I'm over here dealing with these oppositional forces. So each person has to make their own decision about this, because it's not either or. The way the earth is moving is that light is expanding and bringing that which is not light to the surface of consciousness. Light activates, not causes, but activates the counterforce of energies of opposition, both on a planetary level and within certain individuals who are carrying energies of darkness in their energy body. So it's not a simple thing to say, well, isn't this wonderful because light is expanding? It is wonderful, and light is expanding, and there is greater support for all the things that we're doing. But when you get to dealing with oppositional energies, it means you have to decide which part of yourself are you identifying with, the oppositional energies or the light, given the fact that you're experiencing them both, which is the truth. You know, you experience them both. But the choice is, what do you do about it? Because if you give yourself or give more power to the oppositional energies, you're losing your identification with the strength of light. And what that means in many cases is there's a loss of confidence that light is stronger than darkness. Because that's the perpetuation of the illusion. The darkness perpetuates the illusion that it's stronger when in fact it's not. So for each person who is experiencing oppositional energies, or in the case of the planet or this country, it's not to deny their existence, it's to act in the face of them. It's to act in their presence by remaining steadfast in the direction one needs to go in, even in their presence. And the reason that this is possible is because light is stronger than darkness inherently. Darkness is only a portion of what is held within the overall whole that God is, and God is all. But light is everything. Light is the source. So, for those of you who are particularly dealing with oppositional energies, it's your individual choice about how much you can give credence to that which is trying to come forth, even in the presence of that which is still very difficult. And if we're looking at the issue of what's going on in this country, or what's going on in many countries now, with the closing down of borders and the level of fear that's been activated and the exclusion of minorities that's many places and various other things that have to do with the incitement of violence, etc. If we look at all that that's going on, we get to choose whether we see that as the main event or light as the main event. Because that is the activation of darkness produced by light. It's not happening on its own. It's happening in opposition to what's happening underneath it, to what's expanding underneath it. So again, you get to choose what you're paying attention to, but I strongly encourage you to believe that no matter what's going on in oppositional energy, it's not who you are. And it's not who the world is, and it's not the future. It's what's happening through the expansion of light.